on the Buzz Radio Network.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Bite down. High wire and a fire. Representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to west are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team reporters babble Trump. Tethered crop. Look at that. No plane. Find them. Uh-oh. Overflow. Population common poop. But it'll do. Save yourself. Serve
welcome back to the zone. Live on the road. Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Exit 121 in Benton off of I-30. Come on down. We get some fantastic deals. Pretty much anything you need. I know there's over 600 new, over 400 used. But since it's the end of the month, well, there's always great deals. It's just that I believe we have to get rid of about 15. Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta make some space. If you were thinking of buying, now is the time. You can even go to the website, Landers.com, to see the inventory. And come on down. Drive away with the car of your dreams. Safety. Fuel efficient. And a big smile from Kevin Wilson as well. And come down, hang out with me and Justin. Tell us what you think to our face. If you're looking for a place to unwind and relax, well, Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge is the place for you. Downtown Little Rock, 109 Main Street. That's just steps away from the State House Convention Center. Relaxing atmosphere. Comfortable leather chairs, couches, over 150 different blends of fine cigars. And, oh, yes, by the way, the Pappy Van Winkle, which is a very, 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 very good cocktail for you to match up with your cigar. Knowledgeable waitstaff that will help you offer some suggestions. Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge, 109 Main Street, just steps away from the State House Convention Center. 501-433-1037. If you want to get in live fan feedback, 1037thebuzz.com. Or you can shoot us a tweet. We're very active on that, although I haven't checked my Twitter yet today.
At PatBradley22 is getting all kinds of good tweets today.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't checked it, actually, but I bet it's good. I'm sure there's people want to talk about the hiring. I got a couple things that are...
My most surprising thing, though. Last thing on Jimmy
Dykes. What's more surprising, Jimmy Dykes being hired or Kentucky in the Final Four?
I didn't realize he was 52.
Yeah.
He looks a lot younger than 52.
Well,
Jimmy Dykes. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, can I get it? Am I right, guys? Am I right? Okay, maybe not.
Kentucky coaches and the AD earned over $300,000 in bonuses.
Whew.
By advancing to the Final Four. John Calipari gets $150,000
worth every
bonus.
Dime.
On top of his $5.2 million he makes a year.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The $100,000 bonus he got for Kentucky, this on top of the $100,000 he gets for getting in the Sweet 16 and the additional $100,000 he gets for the Elite Eight. This guy has got a great agent. $100,000, these are cumulative.
God bless him.
I mean, a lot of times you'll see it like you get $100,000 for making this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you get
and
this
it'll
much.
It'll override, sure.
But it's instead of the other one. It's in addition to. For Kenny Payne, his assistant, one of his assistants, who's making $350,000 this year, he gets a $58,000 bonus, 2 months' salary.
Never heard of him.
John Robick, $300,000, he gets a $50,000 bonus.
Never heard of him.
Orlando Antigua.
Heard of him.
$45,834 bonus. Thank you very much for the Final Four trip. So drinks are on the coaches.
I got to tell you, worth every penny.
No question. The Connecticut Huskies have busted a lot of people's brackets, including mine. They also sent out a tweet to President Obama. Sorry about busting your bracket at Barack Obama. We have room in our bandwagon if you're interested.
Hello!
Taking shots at the president. I mean, this guy's taking it from his own party. He's taking it from Republicans. Now he's taking it from college basketball
programs.
Don't
take it from UConn.
Come on, UConn. You're better than that. Not much. A couple of notes. Oh, one more thing. This is the Arizona
story. He's an ACC guy, isn't he? Obama.
How just like freakish is this picture? There's a picture of a lone student standing in front of a line of police in Tucson, Arizona. After Arizona lost a controversial game to Wisconsin, apparently everybody in this town went nuts. Students gathered on University Boulevard as they had after previous NCAA tournament games. One student who was there tells the media that the reaction from police in full riot gear was much different this time. It seemed like the cops were asking for trouble. Apparently there's a full investigation. I saw this is a guy here, Pat, named Travis Gibson, who got shot repeatedly by
bullets?
No. They use those bean bags.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. I once did a deal down with Pine Bluff police.
Uh-huh.
They let me try it. So I had on a bulletproof vest and this padded vest on top of that. And, Pat, it left a welt.
How big are these bags?
They're about they're the size of, like, a pouch you would stick in your,
okay,
you know,
yeah,
like tobacco. A tobacco pouch. Yeah. And it left a bruise on my chest for, like, a month. Not a month, maybe like 3 weeks. Swear to you.
Really? Wow.
And I had two. This guy had nothing on but a shirt. And I saw the after picture. It is nasty, dude. He's got these horrible welts on his chest. And he was just standing there. Might as well. I mean, he's obviously taunting them, but they shot the dude. They had pepper spray out. They had the beanbag projectiles. And
yep,
look, it's a bad deal. I'm not going to point the finger at the officers. That's a hard situation. But, I mean, they could have just as easily walked up to the kid with a couple of cops and cuffed him if you're going to do that. Shooting him with the beanbag seems a little ridiculous to me.
I know. It's not like we have the right to assemble and free speech in this country.
Yes.
I understand, but
luckily they didn't utilize their right to bear arms with the police. That could have really gotten ugly.
Let me ask you a question, though. Let me ask you an honest question.
Yo, ask me.
I mean, what's wrong with these kids? Listen, do you, and I'm going to go back to my man who called in to graduate high school in 1949.
Yep.
Okay? He just saw his classmates come back from World War II.
Right.
Okay? In the trenches. All right? God only knows what those people had to go through. And you got some knucklehead students at Arizona who all they have to do is try to taunt police after a basketball game.
I don't disagree with that.
I mean, get a grip.
You are kind of asking for it to some degree.
It's like you don't have I'm a big picture guy now.
If my team loses, there's a million things I'm going to do before I go stand in the street and get in a fight.
I mean,
with
why
police.
Do you want to fight the police?
Yeah, I want to go fight the refs.
Yeah, if anything else you want to do with police, get along with the police. Hey, newsflash. Try to get along with the police.
Yeah, you never hear about Kent State students taunting police.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Taunting police, too soon, Matt. Taunting police is like heroin. Never a good idea. There's never a happy ending to that story. One of two things happens when you do heroin.
Yeah.
You die of an overdose, or you quit taking it after you go to years
right,
and years of rehab.
Right.
Okay. Taunting police ends in one of two ways. Either somehow you get out of there before they arrest you,
or
you get shot with beanbags or cuffed or both.
Or you're a Kent State student, okay?
Yeah, or it really gets nasty.
So,
yeah,
you know what? Don't taunt police. Try to get along. As a matter of fact, go out of your way to try to get along with police.
Yeah, if you're going to have an interaction with police, it should be you bringing them like a box of donuts or something.
Well, I mean, why not?
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't accidentally threaten them because it could end lethally for you.
Don't accidentally do it.
Don't put your hand in your pocket. Don't pull out your cell phone.
Don't borrow your kid's water gun. None of that.
Don't
all bad ideas.
No, sir. Don't even come close.
Just yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, officer.
Going forward,
what did
I would
officer?
Say, just keep your hands out of your pants. Period.
How about this? If you see a police officer, go the other way.
Well, I mean,
better yet, go the other way. Because guess what? You're not going to win. Whether they're right or they're wrong, you ain't going to come out on top of that.
Meanwhile, look closer to home here. Two people injured in an overnight shooting at a Little Rock Waffle House.
Oh, my God. You can't even get a waffle anymore.
This happened at Shackelford. I think this is the one at Shackelford and Markham. Police said in a statement, the unidentified gunman got in an argument with another patron outside before going outside and getting a gun. The suspect was shot, shot the intended victim, and an additional round struck the clerk. Oh, the poor clerk's in there slinging waffles, minding his own business. Next thing you know, shot.
I know.
Innocent.
I wonder if there was a long night of drinking involved in that.
No. Alcohol, certainly not
never.
Included in this
never, particular thing. That never leads to a Waffle House.
That is terrible. Come on, people.
It's the last time they forget to...
I'm not one to sit here and
smother your hash browns.
Stop it. Violence is not... I won't say violence is never the answer, but certainly not in a Waffle House argument.
In that story, you said that the patron left the Waffle House,
walked outside, got the gun, came back in, shot the person, inadvertently shot the clerk.
You're already taking such a chance eating the food. And I'm joking because we love Waffle House.
Come on.
We love Waffle House.
Okay, we need a timeout. You know what? You want a safe bet? Come to Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Benton and buy yourself a car. Okay? Much safer than getting into an argument with police
or here's some crazy
gunman at a Waffle House or hiring a coach who's never coached a particular sport.
Here's some police taking us into break to honor those that serve.
There you go. Thank you very much.
It reminds me of White Men Can't Jump when they're out hustling and they hustled that big dude.
Yeah.
He says, you know what? I'm going to go in my car, get my gun, I'm going to shoot everybody.
Yeah. It's a bad idea.
I'm Hunter Bale.